At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast, or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the Left Coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody.
Yay!
Yes. You know, we have a great show for all of our dishettes out there just waiting to hear the hottest in celebrity entertainment news. But before we get to all of this goodness, we got to check in with the squad on the East Coast. What's up, Atlanta?
What's up, Atlanta?
Also, Chewy Martinez is back in the building with us. All right, later in the show, Andrew Freund, he sat down with The Rock and Angelina Jolie and Salma Hayek, I guess, and all the big stars who attended Disney's D23 summit.
Nice.
And of course, we got Thirst Trapping with the Stars coming up. My favorite part of the show. But first, Headcrack, what you got?
Now we're going to kick off today with the new single from the notorious Lilo. Okay, a.k.a. Lindsay Lohan. Now, she's preparing to hit the airwaves with a dose of Xanax.
That nickname hasn't caught on yet.
At all. Like, none of them have.
They're like, who? Lilo and Stitch?
It's called a Lohan for a little bit. Lindsay Low. Like, nothing works. But she wants to keep everybody calm. And Xanax is the name of her new upbeat single.
Xanax?
Yeah.
That's a lot of no's.
That's a no-no.
Wow. Okay, well, check it out. The whole song ain't out yet, but there's a 30-second clip that you can feast your ears on. Check it out.
That's not bad,
That's cute. That's real cute.
I would never take Xanax. Frank would take away my charming personality.
I don't want to take away my edge. My nervous chihuahua shaking at the bed edge that I've got going on.
So shockingly enough, the room is rocking with it. I'm actually surprised, too, because I expected it to be hot garbage truck
Me
juice.
Me, too. I knew you'd get ready to trash it.
Yeah, you're on vacation. You're in Mykonos. You're sipping a cocktail. You walk into a beach club.
Yes.
And you're like, I kind of am feeling really good right now.
No, I like that. Yeah, I like she had a show where she had a club on the beach. Maybe this inspired that. She had like a bar.
Right. Yeah, because it does have like an
like
island feel to it.
Yeah.
Well, let's continue talking about lifestyles of the rich and famous. And these celebrities love Hidden Valley.
The salad dressing? Thank you. Good night.
Not the salad dressing.
So witty.
I'm talking about Hidden Valley, which is a little neighborhood in Beverly Hills, a very posh neighborhood.
Nice.
There's a community here in L.A. called Hidden Valley. It's considered one of the most glamorous communities because megastars live there, such as Adele, Katy Perry, Jennifer Lawrence, Nicole Kidman, and Keith Urban, Cameron Diaz, Ashton Kutcher, Nicole Richie,
Ricky Smiley,
and Penelope Cruz all have houses there.
Wow.
Oh. Okay, and that's just one cul-de-sac.
So, you're not far off. It's kind of crazy. So look at this like connection. So Penelope Cruz lives next door to Adele, who's Nicole Richie and Benji Madden's neighbor, and they live across the street from actress Zoe Saldana, who's the next door neighbor of Jennifer Lawrence, which is right next door to Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher.
Go ahead, Zoe Saldana.
Is a block party.
Okay.
I want to trick-or-treat in that neighborhood.
Serious? Whoa. That's full-size candy bar neighborhood.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, that's king size. That's king size. That's king size. I'm going there with a pillow.
Sorry, we're out of candy. All we have is money.
Do you think they get together and have barbecues and things like that?
They hang out. They hang out, bro.
Now, here, I don't want to brag. I do live in a pretty exclusive neighborhood, too, here in L.A. And
what's it called?
My neighbor was an extra in Bridesmaids.
Whoa.
Oh, wow. Whoa. Swanky.
Yeah. I don't want to top you, Heidi, but in my neighborhood, out in Bell Canyon, the celebrities in my neighborhood, actual celebrities, Larry Wilcox, who was John Baker on Chips, the original television show, and Jamie Farr, who was Klinger on MASH.
Years, they should have moved by now.
My neighbor is my tia Chayo.
That's all grand and dandy, honey. My neighbor in Atlanta is the homeless shelter, so I mean.
Oh, right. Oh, my neighbor is Nene Leakes.
Sure is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay.
My neighbor looks like Phil Spector. All right, y'all. So Chris Pratt has gone from dad bod the muscle man in the past, and now he's doing it again. Now, in June, the actor joked that he ate 12 pounds of wedding cake after marrying Katherine Schwarzenegger.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now he's lost 12 pounds by drinking lots of water and doing tons of cardio. He even found the perfect song to motivate him on a treadmill. Check him out.
It's amazing when you find your UFC walkout song while you're at the gym. It sinks in perfectly with your legs. As you can see, this girl is on fire.
I think he's lost too much weight.
You think?
He's beyond looking good. He almost looks sick now.
Oh, really?
Don't you think he's like,
sick?
Because we know Chris from...
I don't know, hater. You know, tell us how you really
look. For Parks and Rec, he was chubby and fun. Then he was all ripped out as the Guardian of the Galaxy. And now he's just looking like he's like sick.
Gone overboard.
Well, the dope part is like if you go all the way into your like weight loss deficit, you can kind of like fatten back up just a little bit to get where you need to be.
Yeah.
Like the hard part is getting the ball rolling.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. See, my dream is to lose enough weight and somebody goes, I don't know, I wonder if she's okay.
That's my dream for you too. But then they say, no, she's sick.
Stop it. I want people to be like, you're too thin, you're just too thin.
I just think he's really pale and needs some sun.
He does need some sun.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
White people always look sick.
Yeah, you gotta have a tan if you're gonna be skinny.
Yeah. All right, speaking of fitness, you guys, it's time for another
First Trapping with the Stars!
And, yo, first up is Mark Wahlberg, and the 48-year-old has always been in great shape, y'all.
Yeah.
Look at him. He just posted
amazing
a picture. Yeah, and he shared this picture with the caption of F45 results 45-day challenge. Age is just a number. No wine for 54 days.
Oh.
Ooh, clean eating. All right, you okay over there? No wine for 54 days.
No, I thought wine was healthy.
Is he thirst trapping, y'all?
He's totally thirst trapping. Yes.
Because he is
a walking thirst trap. Okay.
What are those bumps on his stomach? What are those called?
Oh, I don't know.
He must have got six packs.
He must have got stung by some bees or something.
Okay.
All right, y'all. Well, next up is rapper, producer, songwriter Timberland. He dropped this pic on the gram, baby, with the caption, "Work in progress. Stay committed. Stay focused. Continue to diet." I think he looks great for his age, but he's a little overdone.
Yeah. Yeah, he's lost 130 pounds.
That's crazy.
The muscles
he got in super shape back in the day. Like, when everybody was starting to take HGH, like, he, like, really was, like, in it.
I don't think it's thirst trapping if you've lost 130 pounds and you're showing what, there's more motivation at this point for others.
Because he's saying continue to diet.
As far as thirst trapping for Timberland,
cross your heart.
I'm going to say no. I think he's trying to motivate people.
I don't think it's thirst trapping. His health awareness is just a body check-in.
No, come on. Lost, I don't think it's thirst trapping.
Finally, honey, y'all, we have the beautiful Miss Amber Rose, honey. Now, Miss Amber is expecting her second child very soon, and she posted this picture with the caption, "When you're 8 months pregnant, butthole is still light."
Okay.
Oh, that's her
caption. I love you, Amber.
That's her caption?
Yes, baby. And yes, she is thirst trapped. But I need y'all ladies to help me out. Where are y'all body parts?
What part are you trying to find?
Because everything's right there.
Yeah, the undercarriage is like under the carriage.
Oh, the undercarriage? Because I don't see it. I'm like,
what part are you looking for? It's all right there.
She's pregnant.
Oh, you don't see the vaginal area.
Oh, she can't see it either. She didn't even know she was showing it. I'm here to tell you that. She had no idea that her vag was out. I didn't see mine for for 9 months straight,
really?
Okay?
Yep.
You can't see it. I just reintroduced myself to
it. You know what? If that's not enough hotness for you, one actress is being criticized for a sexy bikini pic, and we'll tell you who that is after the break. Dish Nation. Hey, what's up, Shamir? Hey, Kraken. I got something special for all our viewers, listeners, and you, Gary. That's right, Gary. It's called Beachbody On Demand. It's an easy-to-use streaming service that gives you instant access to a wide variety of super effective workouts that you can do from the comfort of your living room 24/7.
Oh, well, I'm already perfect, honey, but maybe I could add a little bit more, honey. Just a little icing to the cake.
Yeah, I'm sure. Now, I've been using Beachbody On Demand, and it's some of the most effective workouts I've ever done. I love that I get to work out with some of the world's best trainers like Tony Horton and his P90X program, and it only takes minutes out of my day because I can access the workouts from any smart device anywhere, anytime.
How do I sign up?
I'm gonna tell you right now, Gary, I really want you to all try this service because it's a game changer. So all my viewers can get a special free trial membership when you text DISH to 303030. That's 303030. You get full access to this entire platform for free. All the workouts, the nutrition, information, and support totally free. Again, just text DISH to 303030. DISH
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody. Well, listen, it looks like Nick Cannon is chiming in on the controversy surrounding the fact, or the alleged fact, that Diddy is dating Lori Harvey.
Why would Nick Cannon care?
Well, here's the deal. In a recent interview with Vlad TV, Nick Cannon spoke out on this topic. And as we know, he married Mariah Carey. They're no longer together, but she was 11 years older than him. And when asked his opinion on Diddy's alleged romance with Lori, who was 20-something years younger than Diddy, this is what he had to say. Take a look.
Roll it. Puffy supposedly dating Lori Harvey.
Yeah.
And what's that age difference?
That's like
20-something years.
But at least she's... Puff. Do you have a problem with that?
Not so much.
I wouldn't have a problem with that, but I'd be heartbroken if that was my daughter.
Yeah. And they're hanging out with Steve Harvey and her mom and everything else like that.
To each his own. But I would feel like
fathers,
I failed as a father.
I think most
if I'm
fathers,
sitting across from the table with a dude the same age as me that's dating my daughter.
I thought he wasn't going to answer it.
Yeah.
He threw it back at the interviewer.
Yeah.
And then he kept it 1,000.
100.
Okay? You can't do nothing but respect that. Because at the end of the day, you can say that it's okay in society now and all
today's
of that.
Days.
But if you really do think of your daughter and you a man, it's like, dang, dude.
But the crazy thing, though, like, you know, like, Steve Harvey isn't 1,000% the one that Diddy has to answer to. Because, like, she actually has a real dad, like her father. Like,
wait, but he did adopt her. She has his last name now. That's her daddy. That's her daddy, okay?
Yeah.
And he's taking a part in what some people are calling foolery by being on vacation and sitting across
but
from
I care more of what her biological father thinks.
He don't care.
The biological ain't dead and he ain't got no say. But it's maybe her mama. Maybe her mama should step in and say, are dating a man of my husband's age.
Mm-hmm. I need Frank to answer this question. You have a 22-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
She brings home a 48-year-old boyfriend.
Yeah.
Your age.
I say he better be rich.
Yeah.
I feel more like a failure if she brought home a poor guy.
So there is a difference.
I'd be like, why are you younger than
me? Had a poor 48-year-old. All right, y'all, moving on. You guys remember the lovely actress Megan Good, right?
Yes, we love her.
She's married to pastor and film producer Devon Franklin. And she recently had to clap back at a hater over a photo she shared of herself in a bikini from a recent photo shoot in Essence. And it wasn't long before somebody had something negative to say. A fan commented, aren't you married to a pastor?
Jeez.
This is cute, but not appropriate. And Megan got her all the way together, honey.
Okay.
Responding, LOL, no, I'm not married to a pastor. I'm married to a film producer who is also a minister, motivational speaker as well. But with that being said, I think pastors' wives are expected to go swimming in trash bags or turtlenecks, LOL. God bless you, sis.
Righteous clap back.
Love you, Megan.
You know what's crazy, though? That the comment that person left got a lot of likes on her post.
Oh, it did?
So a lot of people were agreeing with her, yo.
Because church people are a little bit judgy sometimes.
When have church people ever been judgy?
Never.
All the time.
See, the point is, when the church people look at this photo, I mean, she's kind of covering up a little bit, but she's fantastic.
She's
one of the most beautiful.
Innocent
and beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's in their own minds, where she makes others' minds minds go.
It's on them.
It's their own guilt for having these sinner thoughts.
That's right.
Blame yourself.
So that's what I'm feeling right now, or is it something else?
That's exactly what you're feeling.
When I look at this picture, I want to do very unholy things.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I want to do every holy thing I can.
Can I watch?
Yeah. Up next, Andrew Freund went to the D23 Expo and got to speak to your crush, Brett, The Rock, and a whole bunch of other people. Stay tuned. Dish Nation. Dish Nation. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey, hey, hey.
So the big homie Andrew Freund went to the D23 Expo, and this awesome event is where Disney gives us a sneak peek at some of the blockbuster movies they have on deck, like The Eternals, Jungle Cruise, Maleficent, Star Wars, and so much more. And Andrew got to chop it up with a ton of A-listers like The Rock, Emily Blunt, Angelina Jolie, Selma Hayek, and more. Check it out.
What's kind of your fondest memory? Do you have a memory of going to Disneyland as a kid or, you know, watching a Disney movie?
I got in trouble in Disneyland, but I won't say the extent of it. But I did get, I got off on a ride. That's all I'll say.
You got in trouble?
I got in trouble when I was younger for getting off at the Haunted Mansion.
If you could set up any two Disney characters from any Disney movie, who would those characters be and why?
Oh, the things running through my head now are not okay for television.
That's what I want.
No, that's exactly where I went.
Jane from Tarzan.
Okay.
With Simba from The Lion King. Hear me out.
Yeah, I'm ready.
She's got the rainforest covered.
Okay.
He's got the Serengeti.
Okay.
Beyonce, Jay-Z, bro.
Did you have a crush on a Disney character growing up, and who was that character? I'll start with you.
It was Maleficent from the cartoon. She's so gorgeous, and then at the end she becomes a dragon, and you're like, I am definitely in love. And now I'm working with Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, duh.
Oh my God.
You were like, yeah.
Okay, don't tell her that.
Mowgli.
The Jungle Book. Thing.
Jungle Book. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. I was a little girl and I want to be his girlfriend and live in the jungle with him.
Next, this lovely lady.
Let's see. The first thing that comes to mind is Aladdin. Yeah, he's hot and topless, I guess.
Talk to me about what we're going to see in this next film.
Well, I can't tell you anything.
Come on, Billy.
And if I tell you anything, I'll get struck by lightning. And I would not. And I'm at Disney, and they got special lightning here.
Favorite Disney movie and why?
I like Pinocchio. I always wanted them to do like a live-action Pinocchio. I don't know. I'm sure they're doing it. I'm sure everything's in the works.
You're selling yourself.
Yeah,
right?
I'm like, hey, me.
I want to plan the ultimate Disney Halloween costume.
Oh, yeah.
But it does not have to be Rey. So yeah. Any Disney, anything, who would you be for Halloween and why? Let's talk about this, Daisy.
Olaf.
Oh.
It's like, because Josh Gad's here. I would somehow construct myself a snow outfit.
Okay.
Yeah, with like a little carrot and a little tooth thing. Somebody said to me the other day, why does a snowman have teeth? And I was like, that's such a good question.
We're going to create the ultimate celebrity jungle cruise. Mm-hmm. Who do we want on that boat and why? I'll start with Emily.
Ooh. I would like...
Whoa.
Well, I'd want a musician so that we could be entertained.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely. Well, I sing.
You don't. Not like not like in a way that I'd want to listen. Who would be cool? Khalid.
Khalid will be great. And Amos?
Yeah, Amos Lee.
And then who else?
Justin Timberlake.
Justin Timberlake, for sure. We need somebody funny.
Yeah.
Kevin Hart.
So
No.
Dish Nation.
Twice.
Dish Nation. Can you say it as C-3PO?
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation!
Yeah!
All right, y'all. This next story is for all my dog lovers out there. We love our fur babies, honey. Me. I know me and Heidi treat our dogs like they're royalty, darling. We cook for them, nails and toes done and all that. And just like any paw parent, when we've spoiled our babies for so long, they don't take too well to the word no, okay? Mm. Well, this parent decided to put her dog on a diet, and he was not here for it, okay? Have you ever heard of somebody getting cussed out in dog language? Here you go.
Move on. No, you'll get more tonight at supper. You are not starving. No, you're not. You're on a diet. listen. Cashew, you're on a diet because you're a little chubby, okay?
So French Bulldog's off the bat already sassy.
Oh, my
without
God.
Without being on a diet.
I love it. She's like, and that look like, yeah. What?
Yeah, if that dog was a girl dog, he was about to bitch slap her.
Okay? Oh my God.
Dog was going to stand by the pantry and know that's where the treats are and would just look at you when you walk past you. Yeah. Like you'll see, she'd be like, like, bitch, I'm right here, bitch. Over here in the pantry. Come get me this snack.
Yeah.
It wasn't even just the barking, though. The body language, though. Oh. The way she looked at her.
They stay looking pissed anyway. They mouth be like this. Yeah.
Resting bitch face on the dog.
Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.